The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Daf Kuf Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Lunishmat, Marat Zekanati, Yafa Batzara. Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tani Hamid began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Asher Imam, Moshe Mendina, and Rafan Adom, before the Nefesh, before the Guf, before the Tukar Badabo, Vechen Yirason, Venomar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Vav Amud Bet, and we are starting three lines from the bottom. Ve'amar bihaya bar abba amar yuhanan, Hatoen ta'anat gana bepikadon, Eno hayav ad shikhpor bemiksat, Ve'yode bemiksat, Mai ta'ama, Amar kera ki huze. Rabbi Haya teaches us a hidush in the name of Rabbi Yohanan. In the case of a to'en ta'anat gana bepikadon, which means that's a case where a guy was designated to be a shomer. He's watching an object. So the guy comes along and says, "Where's my object?" And he comes along and says, "I'm sorry, it got stolen." And then witnesses come along and prove that he himself was the actual thief. So we say the din is he has to pay kefil. So that law of to'en ta'anat gana bepikadon is only talking about a case where he actually only denied partially, which means, let's say he was asked to watch two items, and he came along and said one of the items got stolen, which means he's talking about where he's a modeh b'miksat. He's modeh that one of the items he gives back, but part of the item he himself says it got stolen. That's the only deen of to'en Ta'anat ganav. To'en ta'anat ganav is in a case of modeh b'miksat and kofir b'miksat. Why? Because if you look in the parasha that talks about to'en ta'anat ganav of shomer, it uses the words ki huzeh. Now ki huzeh is a terminology that he says, this I owe you and not more. Mashma that he is only admitting partial to the item, and the other part he is denying. Because the only case, if a guy comes along as a shomer and he says to'en ta'anat ganav, it's only in a case where he's modeh that he owes part of it and the rest of it got stolen. So, and why? Because in the parasha of shomrim he uses the word ki huzeh, which is a language of modeh b'miksat. Ufligad Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef damar Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef עירוב פרשיות כתוב כאן וכי כתיב כי הוא זה המלווה הוא דכתיב. According to רבי חייא בר יוסף, he says no. When it says the word כי הוא זה by a shomer, it's actually talking about a totally different case. And עירוב פרשיות, meaning the Torah mixed two different פרשיות together. Meaning, you have the regular case of a shomer, and the ki huzeh is talking about not a case of a shomer. It's talking a guy who lent somebody money. Totally different case. And when a person is lent money, and then the guy comes home and says, "Where's my money?" Oh, so in that case over there, only if he swears and says that what? That he's modeh b'miksat. Which means, the guy comes along and says, no, when it says again ki huzeh, it's not talking about a regular shomer hanam. He learns ki huzeh, it's talking about a guy that lent somebody money to teach me what? That the only time he has to swear is when he is modeh b'miksat. For example, a guy lent somebody $1,000. A guy comes along and says, "Okay, where's my $1,000? He says, no. I paid you back $500. I only owe you $500. Oh, so he's modeh partially, and he's kofer partially. That's modeh b'miksat. He says, "Yeah, I only owe you $500." Oh, so in that case, the Torah's coming along to say he has to swear. But if he would deny the whole thing, if he's, "I don't owe you nothing," so then he doesn't have to swear, and we'll see why. Which means that law of kihuze, of partial admitting and partial denying, was said by a melveh. Masha'en came by a regular case of a shomer. A shomer has to swear in all cases, which means the guy's watching something. And he comes along, and the guy comes along and says, "Where's my item?" He says, "Oh, it got stolen." Whether he says the whole thing got stolen, whether he says partial of it got stolen, doesn't matter. He always has to make a shivua. There's no chinuch between kofer bakol or mudeh b'miksat. What's the case of kihuzeh? Totally something else. That's talking about a guy who borrowed money. The guy comes over and says, "Hey, where's my $1,000? So the only time he has to swear in that case, if he is mudeh b'miksat, he says, "I only owe you 500, and I paid you back the other 500. In that case, he has to swear. So comes the Gemara and says, "Umay shena malveh." What's the reason why malveh by a guy that borrows money? So you say that what? That the pesukim ki huzeh is going on in malveh. What's the pshat? Why do you need that? Why do you say the only time that a loveh has to make a shivuah is where he's modeh b'miksat? Why only that case? So comes the Gemara and says, "Kederava." Because it's following the logic of Rabbah. What's the reason when a guy is modeh b'miksat, he has to make a swear, as opposed to a guy says, "I don't owe you nothing." Guy says, "I don't owe you nothing." He doesn't have to swear. But if he says, "I owe you half of it," that's, "I owe you only owe 500, he has to make a shivah. What's the logic? So Gemara says, "Hazaka in adam me'ish panav b'fne ba'al chovo," which means we have a rule. A regular guy would not be brazen to come along and deny a favor that was done to him. Somebody lent him money. A guy's not going to come along and say, "You never lent me. I don't owe you nothing. I paid you back. I don't owe you anything." That already, a stammer guy is not going to do that. The high bechule ba'e denichpere, which means, really, the guy, he wants to deny the whole thing. Guy comes over, "Give me the 1,000. He wishes he could deny the whole thing. The reason why he's not kofer the whole thing, mishum, and because he doesn't have the brazenness to deny the whole thing. And therefore, you cannot come along and say that when a guy comes along and says, "I owe you 500, you can't say, "Well, if he was, maybe I'll say, don't let him make a shivua, because he's honest, because he could have said, "I owe you nothing." No, that's not an option. Which means saying, "I owe you nothing," a guy's not going to say, "I owe you nothing," because en adam me'iz. So therefore, he's going to have to say, "I owe you at least partially something." Which means, I would have said like this. First, we have to know the rules. En adam me'iz b'fnei ba'al chovo. A guy will not be brazen to deny the whole loan. So therefore, when a guy comes along and says, "Oh, I owe you 500," you might have come along and said, "Oh, he's an honest guy. If he wanted to, he could have said, "I owe you nothing." But he couldn't have said that. Because a guy will not say, "I owe you nothing." Even though he wishes he could say that, but he won't say, because he's not going to have brazenness. So then you can't say, he's an honest guy, this guy. He wouldn't leave. He's not lying. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied and said, "I owe you nothing." No, he couldn't have said that. Because in adam me'iz. So if when a guy comes along and says, I could say, really, the guy is a shakran. I could say, really, the guy is a liar over here. The reason why he didn't say, "I owe you nothing," is because the rule is in adam me'iz. So therefore, Rava comes along, and therefore, according to Rava's rule, when a guy's modeh b'miksat, then you make a shivua. If he says, "I owe you nothing," okay, the guy wouldn't have said, "I owe you nothing," unless he was telling the truth. Therefore, he doesn't have to swear. But if he comes along and says, "I owe you 500 of it," so therefore we say, yeah, maybe the guy's lying, really. Because the guy really wants to say, "I owe you nothing," but he doesn't have the guts to say it. So therefore he says, "I owe you partial." So therefore, in that case, we make him make a shivua. But the question is, Rabba finishes his statement, which means, when a guy's modeh b'miksat, you worry that really the guy's lying, that what? He doesn't want to pay the rest of the money. How could you make him make a shivua? Because maybe he's lying. Just like the guy is trying to steal half the amount, so therefore he'll lie, he'll swear falsely. How could you put a shivua on a guy where, just like the guy's hashut for stealing half the amount, it could be his hashut to make a shivua as well? So the Gemara says, no. Ubechule ba'e delodele. So really the guy would wish that he could admit that he owes the whole thing. The reason why it's kofir and partial, savar imodina le bechule, tavali bechule. If I admit the whole thing, he's going to claim it to me right now. He's going to want all his money right now. I don't have the money yet. Ishtamit le miyahashta. Let me get away from it partially now. Let me buy some time. Until I get some money, so I could pay him back. That's why the rabbis put a shivua on him, or the Torah put a shivua on this guy immediately, because he's going to say, oh, you have to make a swear. You swear you only owe 500? But he's not going to want to swear falsely that he only owes 500. Therefore, he'll swear that he actually owes the whole entire amount, which means, by a milveh, there's a logic why we say only a modeh b'miksat swears, but a kofer akol does not swear. When a kofer akol, a guy comes along and says, give me the 1,000, I lend you. I paid you back. I don't owe you nothing. That guy doesn't have to swear, because we assume he's telling the truth. Because nobody would have the brazenness to come along after a guy did him a favor and say, I owe you nothing. So if he's saying it, it must be he's telling the truth. When a guy comes along and says, modeh b'miksat, I only owe you 500. You don't know if he's really telling the truth, because really the guy maybe he wants to say, I owe you nothing. But you can't say, oh, he's an honest guy, he's admitting 500. No, I'll say the reason, you can't say that he says, by saying partial admission, that he's being truthful, because he doesn't have an option to say nothing. Saying nothing is not an option. Oh, so then why do you believe him when he makes a shivua? Because I'll say the reason why he makes a shivua, really he intends to pay the whole thing. He's really not a thief, this guy. He really intends to pay everything. The reason why he's being modeh b'miksat, because he doesn't have the money. So he's okay, let me just say I owe 500, and when I get the other 500, I'll pay him. So therefore, the rabbi said, you know what? Let him make a shivua now. By making a shivua, and the Torah says, let him make a shivua. What is it that going to cause the guy to do? The guy says, I owe 500. Now really, his intention, he's not a liar. Meaning, he doesn't. He knows he owes 1,000. He just wants to get away. Now let me pay 500 what I have, and when I have the other 500, I'll pay him back. So we're not talking about a guy that's really hashud to steal. So the rabbis came along and the Torah came along and said, make the guy swear that he owes 500. By making the guy swear, what is he going to do? He's going to come along and say, no, I can't swear. Really, I owe the 1,000. We don't want the guy to push it off. We want the guy to admit right away. So therefore, by modeh b'miksat, we make the guy make a shivua. However, by milveh, we say this item over here, that since a favor was done to him, he was lent money, so he's not going to be kofir akol. Therefore, we can make a shivua in a case of modeh b'miksat. Right? But by a pikadon, where a guy gives somebody something to watch, he's doing him the favor. So therefore, he'll be me'iz. Which means he'll come along and say, it's gone, it got stolen. He'll be brazen. Because, on the contrary, he's doing the favor to the guy that gave it to him. He's the shomer at the end of the day. So therefore, in this case over here, there's no sevarat to make a chiluk between whether he's modeh b'miksat or kofer akol. Which is, even a kofer akol, you're not going to say, oh, he must be telling the truth because he's not going to be me'iz. Why not? He's doing the favor to the one that gave him the item. So therefore, even a kofer akol by a shomer has to make a shivua. So according to this, according to the Hayya, there is a chiluk between a malveh and a shomer pekadon. Shomer pekadon makes a shivua regardless. Guy gave him something to watch, he gave him two animals to watch. Whether he comes along and says they both got stolen, or he comes along and says here's one of them and only one got, doesn't matter. He always is going to have to make a shivua. If he says I don't owe you nothing, you believe him, because if he comes along and says I only owe you half of it, so then already we put a shivua on the person. That is the sidra of Rav Chiya. Tani Rabbi Rami Bar Hamma. Rami Bar Hamma learned in a braita, arba'a shomrim. There are four shomrim. Sirichim kefira b'miksat v'odaa b'miksat. Which means, according to the opinion of Rami Bar Hamma, he says that the four shomrim that the Torah talks about, the only time that they have to make a shivua, when they claim, where's my object, the only time they have to make a shivua is they were modeh b'miksat. Only in a case where they partially admitted. They admitted b'miksat. What's the case? These are the four shomrim of the Torah. Shomer chenam, that's a guy that watches something for nothing. That's a borrower. Noseh sachar, which means he gets paid to watch. Ves socher is a renter. These are the four shomrim of the Torah. Now, how do we know when the guy comes and claims and says, Shomer Chinam, give me my object back, and he comes along and he claims, I'm sorry, it got stolen or it got lost. Normally, a Shomer Chinam is patur on Genevan Aveda. So how do we know that he only has to, and normally then we say, if he says Genevan Aveda, he has to swear. Swear that it got stolen. That's only talking about where he was said partially, which means, let's say the guy was given two animals to watch, and he says, oh, here's one animal back, but the other one got stolen. How do we know the only time he makes a shivua by Shomer Chinam is born, he's more dibbe miksat? So Gemara says, Shomer Chinam be'eja ketibbe. What do you mean? Explicitly, it says by Shomer Chinam, if you look in the Torah, it says it was ki huze. And ki huze is a language of more dibbe miksat. They're saying, I only owe you this and not that. Shomer Sachar, Yalif Netinan, Netinan, Shomer Chinam. Shomer Sachar, we have a Gezerah Shava, because it says the word ki yitin each by Shomer Chinam and by Shomer Sachar. Just like by Shomer Chinam and Modeb Mixad makes a Shivua, so to Shomer Sachar. Shoel, Vechi Yishal. It says the word Vav, Vechi Yishal, which is continuing the Parasha right before it. The Parasha right before Shoel is Shomer Sachar. Just like we said, Shomer Sachar only has to swear by Modeb Mixad, so Shoel also that continues Vechi Yishal, Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon. Socher, now a renter, now how do you look at a renter? If you look at a renter, like the same deen as a guy getting paid to watch, so then Hainu Shomer Sachar. And we just learned by Shomer Sachar, it's only Bobo Demir Exat. If you look like a renter that has the same obligations like a Shomer Chinam, so Shomer Chinam also, we said, only has to make a Shivua by Modebe Mixat. The Amar Bechaya Bar Yosef, Toen Ta'anat Ganav Bepekadon. Oh, another rule. This Shomer Chinam that comes along and says, oh, it got stolen, Eino Chayav Ad Sheyishlach Bo Yad. He's not Chayav to pay to Shomer Kevil unless he actually used the Pekadon himself before he made the Shivua. Which means, the guy was watching something, Shomer Chinam, he himself used it. He's not allowed to use it. Shomer Chinam, he's not allowed to use the item. He used it himself. Then he came along and said it got stolen. So only in a case where he actually used the item, and then he claims it got, he swore that it got stolen. In that case, he has to pay careful if he gets caught. Which means the Shomer has to swear that he did not use the item himself. Which means mashma that if he actually would have used the item, so he's going to be hayav. That which it says that we found that he's lying when he made his shivua. What are we finding out that he's lying? That he himself actually used the item. Then he has to pay shnayim. Then he has to pay kefil. That he's, it's called a shomer that shalach yad bepikadon. Which means he came along and said, Mom, I didn't use it myself. And really they find out that he actually used the item himself. He was the thief himself. So that's only talking about, again, the shomer over here lied on two things. Number one, he came along and said it got stolen, and number two, he said, "And I didn't use it myself." So there's two things over here. Number one, he himself stole the item, and number two, when he swore that he didn't use the item, he did use the item himself. So again, Rafiya Bar Yosef is saying a big chiddush here that a to'en ta'anat ganav really is swearing on basically two things. He's swearing, number one, it got stolen, and I didn't use it, and it wasn't me, I didn't use the item, because the Shomer Chinam cannot use the item. So in that case, he has to pay kefir. But it's mashma, according to him, that if he just swore that it got stolen, but he himself never used the item, he would not pay kefir. Amalu Reb Chaya Bar Abba, Hachei Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Be'omedet Al Avusa Shanu, which means, no, he learns the case of Toen Ta'anat Ganav is when the animal is standing by the trough, which means the Shomer never touched it, which means that he just claimed it got stolen. He never even touched the animal. The animal was tied up by the trough. He never even used it. So therefore we have a machloket between the Chaya Bar Yosef and the Rabbi Yochanan, in which cases you have a case of Toen Ta'anat Ganav. According to the Rabbi Yochanan, it's mashma, in a case, even in a case where you didn't actually use the animal, he didn't even touch the animal. So the Gemara says, "Amad Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba, Davka be'omed talavusak amar Rabbi Yochanan. You're only saying a case like that where you didn't touch the animal. Aval shalach bayad. But let's say if the shomer actually used the animal, then you're going to tell me kana. Maybe once already he used the animal, now he's kone, now the animal becomes his, and therefore ushbu'a lo mahanya beklum. Then when he makes a shivu'a, that's not a shivu'a to shomerim anymore, because he's not a shomer. Once you use the animal, you kone the animal by using it. So therefore, in that case, you'll say maybe the shivu'a to shomerim doesn't apply because it's not a shomer anymore. It's your animal, because you were kone b'shinui, or you kone the fact that he used it. Or maybe say no, afilo omed avusak kamar. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan came along and said, not only on the case where he actually used the animal, even the case where you didn't use the animal, he's coming to err on the first shita. Not only where you use it, but even in the case where you didn't use it, to enter like an avos make kefil amale. So he said, zu lo shamati. But I didn't hear the answer to this question exactly, but kayotze ba shamati. But I heard a similar case. Damar of Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, to enter anat avad. Okay, a guy comes along with Shumit Hanam, he claims that the animal got lost, let's say, the Adpikadon got lost. And then he swore that it got lost. Then he comes along and says, no, I changed my claim. He comes along and says, actually, it got stolen. Which is really my first swear, I was lying. But really, the item got stolen. He's still patut, whether it got lost or stolen, but he changes his claims. I was lying on the Aveda. It really got stolen. Then he swore on that. And now witnesses come along and say that the guy himself stole it. Patur, he is indeed patur from tashlume kefil. My tama, what's the reason why he's patur? Lav mishum de kana b'shvah rishona. Because once already he claims to'en ta'anat aveda, so therefore he's kone the item, which is at that moment he's believed. When he made a swear that it got lost, so at that point over there he's believed, so therefore he's not obligated for this object anymore. And then when he came along and then said, oh, no, I was lying on that, and really but what happened was it got stolen, the Pekadon is already considered his, because he's believed on his ta'ana of Aveda, and therefore the Shivua that he made the Gabeg Toin Tanat Ganav is not a shivua on somebody else's money anyway. It's already his. He was believed on the Aveda aspect. So if you see from this case over here, that once a person is kone the object, the subsequent shivua is nothing. Similarly, that Rabbi Yochanan will say, that Dafka, where he didn't use the object, and then he made a shivua that when it got stolen. But once he uses the object, it becomes his. He's koneed by the usage. So therefore, when he comes along subsequently and says, Torentanat Ganav, there's no shivua, the shivua is not going to be chayiv and mekefil, just like by Aveda. Once he's Torentanat Aveda, it becomes his. He's believed. He swore. So then he comes along and says, no, I was lying. No, you believed already on that. And he comes along and says, no, it was geneva. In that case over there, we're not going to believe him. In that case over there, he's not going to have to pay kefil. Again, we're assuming the logic is, because once he's to enter at Aveda, becomes his. And he swore as well. So therefore, he has no obligation. So then when he comes and says to enter at Ganav, and he swears on that, that swear means nothing, because he's swearing on something that already is considered halachically his. So similarly over here, when a guy comes along and he uses the object, it's become already his. He's a ganav on the item. He's kone the item with his usage. Therefore, he's not going to be hayav. So therefore, when he comes along after and swears, in that case, there's no kefil. Amalelo. No, that's not the explanation. Hoil v'yatsa yede be'alim b'shvua rishona. Oh, which means, according to this, he says, no. Really, I'll tell you that what you have no da'aya. That the reason why he's patur, when he says aveda, when he swears aveda, that it was kone the item. But I'll say, o'il v'yatsa yedeh ba'alim shvari shuna, which means, once the guy is shomer, once the shomer makes a shivu'ah, that the item itself got lost, he did not have an obligation to make another shivu'ah. He himself came and said, I was lucky. He had no obligation. Then he went on his own volition. He came along and said, no, you know what, I want to change my claim. I want to say that it got stolen. He was not obligated to make such a shivua. So in such a case where he wasn't obligated, he was fine with his ta'ana of ta'anat aveda. When he comes on his own volition and says, I want to change my claim, and they would say it was ganav, in that case over there, we're not going to make him have to pay kefil. However, by a shomer, Rav Shomer, that was Shalach Yad BePikadon. So in this case over here, the guy says, where's my object? He has to swear to me that that you didn't do anything to the object. And he had a chiyuv to make a shivua in that case. I want my object back. Right, in the case of a shomer, the guy says, where's my object? So in that case, he was chayav to make a shivua. And he comes along and says, that what? I swear that I didn't touch it. So in that case, maybe Rabbi Yochanan will agree that he has to be careful, which means Rabbi Yochanan, he came along and said that even in the case where you didn't actually touch the item, even if the item was standing by the trough the whole time and you came along with Torinta and Adganav, you have to pay kefir. So the Gemara says, at this point, not only where he swore on that, where he didn't touch it, even if he actually touched the animal, because you could have said that, no, if he used the animal himself, then he's Kornit. He says, no, the point is over there, he'll have to pay kefir even if he used the animal. Because bottom line, he was Hayav to make a Shivua at that time. But by the case of Torinta and Avad, since once he was Torin Tanat Avad, he wasn't obligated to make another Shivua of Torin Tanat Ganav. That's why there's no kefil in this case. But this case, where he started off being obligated to make a Shivua, in the Chanameh, maybe he'll have to pay kefil. Itman Nameh, Amar Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Il'a, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Torin Tanat Aveda, Bepikadon. Again, the guy claims Torin Tanat Aveda, Vinishba, and he swore. The Hazar Vitan Tanat Geneva, Vinishba. Then he changed his claim and he was Torin Tanat Geneva, Ubaw Edim, and then Edim came along and proved that he exactly stole it himself. Patur. Why? Because he didn't have to make the second Shivua. Once he made the first Shivua, it was Yotzeh. So therefore, in that case, where you weren't obligated to make a Shivua, that's really like considered this major Shivua to be Hayav Kefir. Mashiach, in a regular case of a Shomer, where the guy says, where's my item? And he swears, he says, I swear that it got stolen. So in that case, since the original Shivua was done as a chiyuv, that he had to make it, so therefore, in all cases, maybe the Rabbi will say, Hayab ben, whether he used it, or ben, he did not use it. So the Rabbi was only coming to Mosif on the first opinion. The first opinion said, only when you made two Shivuot. I swear it got stolen, and I swear I did not use it. The Rabbi is saying, even in the case where you did not use the item, you're just swearing that it got stolen, you have to pay kefil. And then in the case where you used it itself, you also have, since the chiyuv of the shivua is on you, so therefore when you say Torin Tanat Ganav, you're going to have to pay kefil. And don't bring me an ayah from Aveda, because the case of Aveda, when you swore originally that it got lost, and then you change your claim, you don't have to make that second swear that it got stolen. That's why there's no kefil. You already believed when you said Torin Tanat Avad. ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן.